The groups on duties today are USA San Francisco and USA Northeast. Now, USA Northeast, you have the mic.
Hello, friends. It's such an honor and a privilege to be able to be with you and be... or have the opportunity to actually host and lead the lesson preparation. I'm so happy right now and ecstatic because the Creator has opened up the path for me and another great friend in our tent to be able to come to Israel for Arava and also for the big convention. And this convention is so important. It's so powerful because dissemination. This is what it's all about. We've been going over the book lately and the lesson, and it's not for no reason. It's because we have to move into our next level of dissemination together. And so I'm so excited to be able to move into this space with all the Israeli Kli, the world Kli, and to be able to really, you know, give our half shekel to this mission that we've been assigned to, that the Creator has given us this for a specific reason. And if we want what the Creator wants, what He desires, then we want to actually stimulate and actually move each other into this space where we have the forces to do the necessary dissemination that we're supposed to do. So I'm so happy once again to be able to join you. I miss many friends there. I think I haven't been to Israel in a couple of years. It's long overdue. And so I'm so happy to be reunited with my family once again. L'chaim, friends.
Dear brothers, in all these years studying Kabbalah, I spent most of my time outside of my work at the congresses. I got to as many congresses as I can. And as soon as I found the dates of the congress in February, I purchased the tickets. That's the beginning. And, you know, I hope that we all have this urge to go to the Congress because that's the way of connect, unite, and explode. And as we say in the United States, when we sell something, but wait, we have more. We have Congress in Africa. And this is the time when we can get together and support our friends in Africa who wants this liberty for so long. They were waiting for this time to be active. And now it's our chance to pay back, to be very active in this Congress. And this Congress around the corner, and we all will be there. Love you so much. Back to you, John.
So here's a question for our active workshop, for our preparation. How does our connection with the group allow us to continue to hold the friends at a high scale of merit, despite what my senses are reporting to me? Again, how does our connection with the group allow us to continue to hold the friends at a high scale of merit, despite what my senses are reporting to me?
הסיפור שלנו, זה מנוגד? אני לא יודע אם זה מנוגד למה שהחושים שלנו מראים לנו.
I don't know if it's opposite to what our senses tell us. You're in a place where you don't know where you're thrown and how the friends are doing the work is what you see, and then the friends seem great. From everyone's effort, we will read a source excerpt from Rabash. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it's not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see that to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults. Let's read again. This is from Rabash, Article 17. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults. And now, a workshop question.
So
again, the workshop question is, how does our connection in the 10 allow us to see the friends in their merits, even though it's opposite to what our senses show us? Again, how the connection in our 10 enables us to keep seeing the friends in their merits, even though it's opposite to what our senses tell us. So it's like the chicken and the egg. If you see the friends as great, then there's connection, and vice versa. And if the ego takes control, you cannot see them as great. And we can only see the friends as great if we all draw the light together. So, truth is, it doesn't matter what you see in the friends. The 10 always has to work on the connection, and that relates us to the light and enables us to see the friends as great and connect with them and achieve the quality of bestowal. Yeah, for a long time we are not looking at friends through our senses. We look at them through the glasses of love. And whatever faults that I see indicate that I need to see these faults in me. And so the friends are helping me detect the flaws in order to correct them. And we don't trust our own senses. I think it's the essence of the 10 that we can work on the goal regardless of what we feel. Sometimes the senses help us and give us inspiration. Other times we realize that we need to to work on the ego, and it all depends on the 10. Everything depends on our connections with the friends. If we try to go above what the ego is showing us, what our senses are showing us, then...
question for a silent workshop. Use your perception of the friend's flaws as a tool of correction so that we see the friend's flaws as merits. Again, use your perception of the friend's flaws as a tool of correction so that we see the friend's flaws as merits. Silent workshop, friends.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסד.